And I even want to mention, like, because you specifically refer to them as men who have sex with men, not gay people, and that's for a reason, right?
Well, the whole LGBTQ population is it's very fluid, and there's a lot of identities. So what was happening is we were doing these surveys in the United States way back before my time, but not way back before my time, but they were doing surveys in the United States, and we realized that using terms like gay or homosexual or something was missing this whole group of men who didn't see themselves as gay or homosexual. They were married, had children. No one knew that they were having sex with men, and we needed to capture them because they are the highest risk.